Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The Council of State is meeting today to consider if a bill reforming the system of judicial appointments should be referred to the Supreme Court to decide on its constitutionality. President Michael D. Higgins convened the meeting to consider the Judicial Appointments Commission Bill 2022. Under Article 26 of the Constitution, the President may refer a bill to the Supreme Court for a decision as to whether it or any specific provisions are unconstitutional. Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh, lecturer in law at Southeast Technological University, is on the line with more on this. Jennifer, perhaps you might begin by explaining what or who is the Council of State and what role do they have in referring a bill to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, so the Council of State is set out in Article 31 of the Constitution, and it's made up of a variety of people. So, for example, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Attorney General, the Chief Justice will be there. There's also provision of anyone able and willing to act who has previously held the position of President or Taoiseach. And then there's what I call the constitutional phone-a-friend version, which are these seven people who are nominated by the President himself to act, and they would be people whose opinion he would trust on matters.
Now, is the President then obliged to convene the Council of State before making a decision? And I think it's his decision on whether to refer the bill or not to the Supreme Court.
Correct. It's his decision as to whether to refer or not, but it can only be, that decision can only be made once the Council of State is summoned. So the President has a very important role. They're connected with so many different parts of government. They are very much constrained on doing things independently. There's only about one or two things they can do independently. And when it comes to Article 26, he has to summon them. It's not a set rotation of meetings. It doesn't happen every quarter like a business meeting. It's whenever he decides that he needs their advice or to listen to their views on a matter. In this case, it's whether this piece of legislation should go to the Supreme Court or not. So he summons them, gets them around the table, listens to their views, but once he has summoned them, it is then his decision from listening to them whether it will go to the Supreme Court or not.
All right. Now, there has been some debate and discussion around this Judicial Appointments Commission bill. What are the concerns here?
So it essentially boils down to the proposed Section 51 of the legislation, where this commission will put together a list of people who they feel are fit to act as judges, but it's only from that list that the government is in the cabinet is allowed to pick. And this has been looked at in case law. So in State Walsh against Murphy, Finlay P essentially said that the decision to appoint judges, it's done by the President, as in he hands them the seal of office, but that discretion to appoint judges is vested in the cabinet. So that has to be teased out. It's either the President will end up teasing it out by sending it to the Supreme Court, or if it's not sent under an Article 26, if somebody actually wants to take that case themselves.
Right. So if it does end up as a result of today's consultation at the Council of State, I mean, what's the process involved there? How long might it take for a decision to emerge?
Yep. So it will then go to the Supreme Court. There has to be at least five judges hearing that. And they are on a very, very tight time limit because they have to issue that decision in 60 days. It doesn't go on to the normal courts list where you could be waiting 4 or 5 years for different cases to be heard. It's fast track, Supreme Court only. They don't even tend to take evidence. It's a hypothetical debate on the abstract merits of the legislation, and there's one judgment only. It's a majority judgment, and that is issued within 60 days.
And I suppose finally, from the government's point of view, Minister Helen McEntee's point of view, if it gets the all clear from the Supreme Court as a result of that process, if that process is what happens, then that's it. It's protected from further constitutional challenge.
Yes, and that is a big issue because we all know the difference between in theory and practice. In theory, something can sound great. In practice, biggest disaster that ever happened. It hasn't happened with an Article 26 where the Supreme Court has said, yes, it's constitutional, let's go ahead. And once it's in the wild, we find out it's a disaster, we've to wait for the government to appeal. Mm-hmm. But if there is an issue that comes up, unfortunately, if it has passed an Article 26 challenge, it is not possible for the average person to take a case then to challenge it. It's protected and immune from challenge then going forward.
Very good. Jennifer Kavanagh from Southeast Technological University. Thanks for that.